from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980, 910 The Fan. That's in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Got a three-man junk show getting you through till Monday. Your pal Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Also on the show today, Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday to you, sir. John Paul Flame still in the Bahamas last time I checked. But Eric Bickle's still here. He's about to depart for vacation, yeah, I believe, tomorrow.
No, we're actually doing a weird Sunday to Sunday bit.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
Ideal.
Got it.
But the house that we procured was a Sunday to Sunday rental. I prefer the Saturday to Saturday, to be honest.
Going way back. Didn't Jerry Stackhouse have an altercation with somebody when there was a mix up?
I think so.
On the house.
Like a rental.
I think so.
Yeah, it became heated and
a buddy of mine owns a place in Long Beach Island and he rents his out Friday to Friday. Oh. He says people love it. Because you get there kind of before everybody, you kind of beat the rush a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
But I haven't really encountered that many Friday to Friday deals.
So you going Sunday to Sunday? I think you're going to dodge a lot of traffic too, because I think the bulk of the people hopping on 95 are doing they're doing Saturday to Saturday.
I dodge the traffic because I leave so early. I mean, literally, I leave at like 4:35.
I generally do too, but like I always hit it on the way back. And then I have to drive through roads I've never
You're going to get traffic either day.
In Virginia.
Yeah, I think you get traffic either day. If you leave, honestly, we leave the beach the same time. We leave like at 5 in the morning.
I do the same.
Yeah.
It couldn't be darker when I leave.
Yes.
There's not another soul on the island when I depart.
Yeah.
And it's very depressing, but that's kind of the way I do it.
Some people, I guess, they might try to stretch out that day and then leave in the evening. No, we just leave at the crack of dawn.
I've never tried that because, like, our checkout time is like 10 or 11 o'clock.
Right.
Like, I mean, are you really going to stay so you can go to the beach like for 1 hour and then? No, it just doesn't make sense.
No, some people do that.
No, they stay all day. They just stay all day at the beach. Yeah. And maybe at the pool they shower.
They just linger.
Yeah. And then you can, like, do one of the outdoor showers to rinse off and everything.
Right.
And a lot of people do that if they went to the week for the week or the weekend and they got rain all week. You didn't get much beach time.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. I haven't even looked, because it's always kind of daunting when I look. We tend to go, like, hurricane season. You can't go until, like, swim and dive is over. So it's, like, hurricane season. So it's always a little daunting. But at the end of the day, more often than not, at least in the Outer Banks, it might rain a little bit every day. But for the most part, it goes, and then you can and still enjoy the day.
Yeah.
It's rare that you have those all day just ruined.
Yeah, it doesn't happen a lot.
Might happen one day in the week.
Yeah.
But it doesn't usually happen, thankfully. One thing I will say
is, are you going to Kill Devil Hills by any chance?
No. Okay. We're going to Corolla.
Oh, Corolla. Okay.
Why was in Kildare?
Well, I'm just looking at the weather forecast.
What are they? I mean, what are they
gonna
tell me?
Mid 80s chance of showers, 30%
showers
every
like
day.
Every day. Yeah. That's kind of what it is. You're out there, and all of a sudden, storm clouds.
Yeah.
Come.
Yeah.
I finally have seen some of these overhead shots lately, where I think I could identify Valdez. I've never really been good at this. Identify the rip currents.
Oh.
You know how where they have the gaps in the waves.
Yeah.
I've never really kind of known what to look for, but now I know.
Okay,
although
good.
we always like to be near the lifeguards, so that if my kids are struggling,
yeah,
they can go in there and get them.
Yeah, where I go, there are zippy lifeguards, and I don't think I've ever encountered a rip current.
You haven't.
Luckily,
been fortunate.
I don't think the seas where I am further south
are
as rough as they are in the Outer Banks.
It's pretty mild. Hoping I'm not seeing any shark. I just read a story about a woman whose calf got. Part of her calf got bitten, by bull shark. Are bull sharks notoriously
bull
angry?
Bull sharks, yeah, very aggressive.
They are.
Don't mess
angry.
With them.
I am the show de facto shark expert. Bull sharks are aggressive.
And I'm sure you saw the video with like 2 days ago of like the whale that popped up
the
on that fishing boat.
The whale that breached
crushed the boat.
I think it was off the coast of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Where somebody was videoing it and
they hightailed it out of there, right?
Yeah, that guy was like, I'm not waiting for that whale to jump onto my boat.
Right.
I saw it jump onto that boat, and it knocked, I think, two people off the boat and into the water.
No, they were okay,
I think
I'm
they
assuming.
Were fine.
Yeah.
I mean, the whale isn't, by nature, aggressive. It's just, sometimes they just jump out of the water, and if there's a boat in the way, so be it.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I was anywhere near that, I would have diarrhea. I would have diarrhea.
It is amazing to see something
instantly.
Like that in person. Like I saw whales when I was out in California for like my kids' field hockey trips, like however long ago that was, 10, 12 years ago. And to see them live and in person is impressive. Now, I didn't see them that close, but just to see them like come out of the water and to see the size of those animals,
mm-hmm.
it just blows you away when you see it in person.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, it didn't flop over on the on the boat that we were on, and the boat that we were on was much bigger and more substantial than that hoopty that it jumped on in New Hampshire. But it still makes you think, you're like, oh, what's swimming around out here that we can't see underneath the surface?
I'm hoping I can dodge the like $1,000 charter trick or whatever.
Do you usually get roped into that one?
I don't usually, but we did it the last
fishing
time.
Trip?
Yeah, I'm hoping I can dodge it because it wasn't very fruitful the last time. I think we literally caught one at the very end.
Mm.
We caught a little of those little bait fish things, but to catch
sure.
a big one
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah, yeah.
we didn't catch one until the very end.
I think my kids now have, after the trip in Costa Rica, where it was searing heat for 4 hours.
They're over
had,
it.
And we had one fish that got yeah. reeled in. I think
they're over it.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? We've done it. We've done enough charters. Had a good time on them. But
yeah.
sometimes it's very hit or miss.
It is hit or miss.
Yeah.
And those guys definitely want you to catch because they want you to come back.
Of course.
You know,
they
definitely
want you
to. They're trying.
Yeah.
Our captain was on top of that thing. He was flying all over the place trying to find fish.
They're doing their damnness to give you a good experience.
But I'm definitely not going to bring it up. But then you know what the younger kids like to do. Now, the younger kids now, they're getting up there. They're like 14, 15. It's not like they're 7 and 8 anymore. They still like to go to the pier and fish.
Okay, right.
But that's a pain in the ass, too, because you got to rent all the rods.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to help every kid. You know, and I don't know what I'm doing.
A lot cheaper than the 1,000, though.
It is, but there's nothing more boring to me than standing on a pier and waiting to catch some little 4-inch fish.
And it's butt hot. There's like no shelter from the heat and the sun just bearing
not
down
really.
On you.
Yeah. I'm hoping to avoid the go-karts. That's just a waste of money.
Valdez, he's hoping to avoid
what do you do on vacation?
He wants to
go to the beach.
He wants to drink on the beach for 7 hours.
I want to drink, play country music.
Bung, bung,
play. I want to play.
Bags?
No, not.
You want to play spike ball.
I like spike ball more than bags.
Okay.
I will do some bags just to play with my kids.
Yeah.
You know? But spike ball I'm big on. I want to pass the volleyball with my daughters. and drink and listen to country music. Just rinse and repeat.
I
do that every day.
I played spike ball a few times. I get tired of that after about 5 minutes.
Hey, I'm I've
had
enough. We have vicious
I'm sure.
bragging rights. Yeah. I mean, my kids, we're flying around.
Mm-hmm. Hey, why don't you take your putter and you can make a makeshift green?
On the wet sand.
Take the sand, you mat it down, and you can make a little mini golf course.
I am thinking about bringing my one club trainer, which I think is the greatest swing training aid out there. I'm influencer, yeah.
Yes, please do that.
Our club at Norbeck has rights, or we're part of the invited club or whatever with that Currituck Golf Club.
Okay, I don't know where that is.
All right, it's right there in Corolla.
Ah.
But I don't know if I want to bring my clubs.
Just bring a couple.
Don't bring a couple.
Don't bring your whole bag. You mean to play a full round? Yeah, I thought you meant to just go swing.
Because I don't think I want to like. He doesn't want to waste the beach day. Yeah, yeah, I don't really want to waste a beach day to go play golf. Some course I don't even know. I don't know.
Some rando stranger.
Well, I'd bring my son.
Okay. Well, you've never brought your clubs down to the
Outer Banks. No. I haven't. No.
Yeah, you're not going to start this year.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
But, yep, Sunday to Sunday, cakes.
There you have it.
Been doing the bet. Mm. I did cave and have a drink last night. I said I was going to. Yeah.
You threw in the towel.
Well, because I took a massive nap and I just get scared that I'm not going to be able to fall asleep.
Mm.
Ah.
I came home. I couldn't help it. I just, all of a sudden, I'm laid out on the couch.
I mean, so you were trying to do like a week without booze before you head to the beach?
Yeah, because it's going to be heavy drinking.
So you want to do some detox pre heading in. Okay.
Do you bring all of the booze with you or do you buy it down there?
I bring
most of it.
Yeah. Then need a reload
like on
Wednesday.
You have a little mini trailer filled with Scotty's vodka.
I have a lot of vodka. I'm not a fancy guy. I can have vodka and, whiskey.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I need.
I was about to mix some Scotty's vodka with a Celsius before bed the other day. My daughter's like, what are you doing? That's like, it's going to keep you up all night. I was sleeping on the fact that Celsius is like an energy drink, and it's like drinking two cups of coffee.
It offsets because that's why it's not good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the alcohol depresses you, slows you down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Celsius, so your heart doesn't know what to do.
So then I pivoted and mixed the Scotty's vodka with some zero sugar ginger ale. And it was delicious. It was so good.
Is that a thing, ginger ale and vodka?
In his house, it was
a couple nights ago.
You know, some people do like Coke and vodka.
Haven't heard that.
Yeah, some people do that.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. I tried it once. It wasn't horrible. I think people do it because they think that the vodka maybe is like less calories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than the whiskey or bourbon or whatever.
Yeah. The darker liquor.
I know this is. I'm not trying to get fast forward summer, but I'm already semi looking forward to going to the Scotty's Vodka tailgates at the University of Maryland. I think they have banger tailgates. I've never been.
For
I need to go to one
for
football games.
All these years, you've never been to a tailgate in Maryland.
No, I've been to tailgates. I've never been to the Scotty's Vodka hosted tailgate.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Which is like a big rager.
Has that been a thing like the last couple of years?
I think it's been a thing.
Yeah, I was unaware.
Now you know.
I tell you, yesterday I caught up on Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
dude, it's the best show on television.
It's so good.
I know
the off season version is so much better than the training camp version.
It's just so good because you're getting all the background. And I thought I'd only missed two episodes. No, I had missed three.
Oh.
And so when that fourth episode came up, literally it was heaven.
Right.
I was like, oh my god, I get another hour of this.
How many are there? There's six.
I think there's six or eight, probably six.
Yeah.
So I've seen four. I think I'm up to date.
Yeah. Yeah, you are up to date. So only been four released.
And dude, man, like they're bringing in Jaden Daniels and Adunze and Marvin Harrison and
Neighbors.
JJ. And they're bringing them all in. They're interviewing them. You're getting to see what the interviews are really like.
Yeah.
Like you've heard what they're like, but you're actually getting to see what they're like.
They love to say that Malik Neighbors is a dog.
Yeah.
He's got dog in him. They love to say that.
Yeah.
Dable.
It is. I'm telling you, man. I actually like the guys too. Like I like Joe Shane or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Joe Shane,
the GM. Somebody tweeted me. Oh yeah, that you could see through his BS. I don't think he's a BSer. He seems. I don't know if he's good or bad, but he seems like a decent guy. I like him.
Seems like it. I mean, who knows what he's like off camera? But
he seems like a decent guy.
I think,
yeah.
I think if the Giants, you know, win five or six games and Saquon Barkley goes for 1,500 total yards,
well, he'll be in trouble.
John Mayer is going to walk in and hand him his pink slip.
John Mayer was definitely hilarious. I respect the hell out of him, though, because he goes in there, he's anxious, he has misgivings about all this stuff, and then he just walks out and
he just shakes his head. In his sleeveless vest, and he just kind of ambles down the hallway.
He lets his guys do their thing, so they're going to either slit their own throats, or they're going to, you know, be set up for decades.
Yep.
You got to respect it, man.
Sure.
It's not like working for Dan, who's not, you know, it's a totally I got to tell you, it made me kind of like the Giants. And oh my God, I would not want to be Daniel Jones. They have no confidence in him.
Zero.
No.
I mean, Dable's like, he'd do anything to move up to get Jaden or somebody.
He's so desperate for Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
He's so thirsty for Jaden.
I mean, he just
Drake
like,
May.
He's just begrudgingly, all right, I guess we're going to build up the offensive line.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to get him a weapon.
We're
going to
protect our $40-plus million asset.
We're going to get him a weapon. And this kid gets hurt all the time. And, oh, they do not love him.
Yep.
I got to catch up on that one, too. I missed the last episode.
Yeah, it's the weekend. You got plenty of time to catch up.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it today.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. The Nats got no hit and more. We'll get into that next on The Fan. Time right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now for the Junk's sports page, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need a quick burst of energy? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot like this one. Red Berry. Sugar-free even. For steady energy and long-lasting focus, you can sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies for 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep is going to make cakes great when I drink this in about 30 seconds.
I got one right here. I already get down half of it.
Shake it up. There
just,
you go.
I'm just tired this morning. I'm stressing out because I got to go buy golfdom today and buy a rangefinder because I lost my rangefinder.
Oh, first world problems. Hey.
I'm so bitter.
Jason.
Yeah.
I love golfdom and you can get a rangefinder from there, but do you want to know my life hack?
What?
This is my life hack.
All right.
All right. Don't call me nubs and don't tell me I'm an awful human.
Okay.
But this is what you do. Is you go into the pro shop wherever you're playing,
right?
All right, and you say, "Hey, I played here last week and I lost a rangefinder.
Yeah,
do you have any that got turned in by the cart girl or maintenance staff?
Okay,
and then you say it was a Bushnell,
right?
They got about
they got about
20 Bushnells behind the counter of people that they leave there.
They have everything.
They have a billion.
You just say
what if they ask
just
you
say
which...
I left a white one.
They say it's the white one, and there's a billion white Bushnells.
Hmm.
And then you go that's it. And then you.
But what if for whatever reason, whatever course you're at, they just don't have them that day?
No, they always have them.
They always have. I swear they always have them.
Right.
But if they don't have it, you just say, okay, well, can you just, you know. If you have one turned in,
just text
and can I call later on next week to see if anyone turned one in?
Interesting.
Okay. Well,
they
I guess I could do
have
that.
Them. They do always
yes.
have them.
I guess I could do
nothing
that.
More than nobody leaves anything more than they leave those
range.
Yeah, all the time.
I mean, especially when people put them on the magnets, they just leave them.
Each club, each golf course probably has 20 range finders in a drawer behind the desk.
Right.
And that comes from working at a golf shop.
You know this.
Or as a starter.
It's good golf intel.
Yes. And I'll save you $200-$300.
Right, look, even if you do, God forbid, have to go and purchase one. Don't you have like an unlimited Golfdom gift card?
No, I do. It's not unlimited. I do have the gift card.
Yeah, but he wants to spend that on shirts.
Yeah, understood. On pullovers and shorts and shirts.
But that's what's stressing you out, though? You said you were stressed out about it.
I am, because I just felt awful that I'm going to just double up on a rangefinder for $350 when I had a perfectly good one.
Right.
I'll be honest with you.
And I'm going to burn $350.
Better knit.
I got a cheap one off Amazon.
Yeah.
It's fine. $60.
Yeah, but I like the good ones. I like the nice Bushnells.
Or, this is a crazy concept. You could look at the yardage markers and just
estimate it.
Stick your finger up. See where the wind's blowing.
No, I don't do that.
It's not the same.
It's about 120.
No, I don't do that.
It is nice to have the exact yardage.
Okay. It's one of my things that I think I'm a genius for.
Okay.
Because I've lost probably 3 rangefinders in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more defeating than having to go spend another $300 on a rangefinder.
Well, I hope there's no local golf pros listening, because
I bet there's a billion golf pros listening.
Maybe one of them will just say, "Hey, I got one for you. Hey, let me know if they call in."
I like the way his brain is operating.
So you don't have to go through the awkward part.
So I don't have to lie and say, "Yeah, I was here last Thursday and I left a white Bushnell." You got
don't
it
just there. Grab one from the drawer and give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. What if the guy says, "Here's a black one"?
No.
It was black. Yeah.
No, Jason, this is what you do. You say, "Hey, do you mind? Has this been here for a while? Do you mind if I use it for my round?" And you throw it in your bag.
Hey, hold on.
And then forget.
Don't you know some pros? Like, who are some of your favorite pros around?
Of course. I know a ton of pros.
Just text one. Just say, "Hey, dude,
text Denny McCarthy."
Just say, "Hey."
Yeah.
Just say, "Hey, do you got an old one that's been in there for like a 6 months and no one's picked it up?"
Yeah.
Throw me a bone.
Maybe I'll text Andy Bond over at River Bend today.
Right. There you go.
Andy, hope you're listening.
And those things are cheap, and I honestly don't see the difference between a Bushnell or in the cheapies.
Well, I've only used the Bushnell, so I don't know the difference.
There is no it's a basic technology.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully some of the pros around town.
Don't
give us a call.
Attack me, golf nerds. Can't you just like have an app on your phone that does the same thing, or is that not?
It's more estimated.
It's estimated.
Yeah. It's not.
This is you're shooting
the pin. Shooting the bunker,
and then some of the fancy rangefinders have slope on it, so you know how much yardage you need to add or subtract.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Even some slopes, even
so intricate.
Some rangefinders even have wind. They can adjust for wind and also humidity.
I don't have a wind.
That sounds like
mine.
Fancy version.
Those are like $500. Those finders.
I don't have wind on mine. I didn't even know that was a thing.
All right. Well, maybe I'll do that.
Just a suggestion.
My blood pressure will drop a little bit. Drabby, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah, I got a question for you. Just got a DM from.
What did you get? $5 on your Venmo?
No, I wish. At Drab T-shirt. Kim says, "It's been a while. Do you guys want some breakfast?"
Kimmy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The answer to that is always
I don't know why she does that. It's very nice of her.
When's the last time Kim bought breakfast? I haven't heard her name in a long time.
March, it looks like.
March.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
I think we usually get McDonald's, but all right.
I can do McDonald's.
We can do some we can do something, a little healthier.
I mean, no, it's fine.
I mean, I love McDonald's sausage with egg is.
Yes.
Yeah. I gotta ponder it for a second. But
I do love sausage.
Oh, and Valdez, we can get extra large coffees. Yes, please.
I was so
iced coffee.
Iced coffee. Yeah.
I was so pissed off last night. I got woken up at like it was 1:58. All right, so I got to get up in like 2 hours.
Sure.
And my daughter and her friend are giggling. Laughing, brushing her teeth. And I go, "What are you guys doing?" By the way, my daughter has to lifeguard at 6 this morning.
Yeah.
She's already there.
So, hold on. 6 a.m.
They do. It's called early bird. And I guess some people have to work.
The pools
so, like,
the open.
The come in and like start swimming laps.
People have to work. They go and swim laps.
You can't even see them in the pool at 6.
I mean, I don't even know. Believe me, it's news to me. Mm. But she has to work. And she's up at 2 a.m. giggling with her friend. And then I go downstairs, and there's a big-ass bag of, they had Uber Eats McDonald's.
Mm. Oh, that bag probably cost $50.
I know. They're pummeling McDonald's.
Pwning it.
At 1:30 at night.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They're just being kids.
I was livid. I was like, go to bed.
Did you shake your fist? I mean, don't you know I
No, I actually was kind of, you know, when you wake up and you're groggy, I didn't even understand what was going on.
Sure, you're discombobulated.
Like, this is my 15-year-old.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So she's at the pool right now.
Yeah. She's trying to watch as people swim. She's on 4 hours of sleep.
Best of luck to her. Well, best of luck to them.
To the swimmers.
Yeah. Hope right. They don't seize up in the pool.
What a disaster.
That is a disaster.
Well, so the answer to the breakfast question is si, senor.
Yes, it's correct.
I'll get the order during the break.
We'll never
break.
Not be interested in breakfast if somebody offers it up.
Right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we'll never say no.
The thing is the great thing about McDonald's breakfast is that you can pretty much give me anything from there and I'm going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You give me a biscuit, especially your favorite.
I do like sausage.
I mean, yep.
McDonald's sausage is amazing.
Yeah. I do like sausage.
I do. I used to get that was when I was in my keto phase, but I'm very much in just inhaling sugar right now phase.
Ah, okay.
So
what just happened? I thought you were on the no sugar diet recently.
Yeah. Didn't work.
He's addicted.
I told you I did it for like a month with the coffee. It just I bailed. It's miserable.
Of course.
It's terrible. I don't like people like Cakes and Valdez that claim that they love black coffee. It's awful.
Oh, no, I don't love it. I tolerate it while I'm here during the week, and then during the weekend, I just load it with creamer and artificial sugar, which I'm sure is going to kill me. But it's the way I do it.
Yeah. I just started buying creamer again, and I saw my daughter had some Hershey syrup. I actually put some chocolate syrup in there too. I mean, if we're gonna go, let's go.
Yeah, that's above and beyond.
If we're gonna go, let's go.
Sure, have a good time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
life's
treat yourself. You gotta treat yourself sometimes.
I often think of like these rock stars that abused all these drugs, and I don't do drugs, and they live long lives.
Sure,
I can have a little sugar in my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
If rock stars that made it through the 80s,
right.
When they're doing coke every right. single day,
what's the name of that guy in the Rolling Stones?
Keith Richards.
Yeah, Keith Richards. Look at that guy.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
He looks like he's 100. I can't believe he's still alive.
I'm
going to
worry about my coffee intake.
Chain smoking through the 80s, probably through the 90s.
Bottle of vodka on stage.
How many lines of coke has he done in his life?
Thousands.
Well, I'll tell you what, who didn't look like they had any sugar in their lineup or their bodies was the Nats lineup. No hit for the second consecutive year, the Nats were yesterday. Mm-hmm. Padres' Dylan Cease got him yesterday.
I heard the manager tried to take him out, too, after the seventh inning. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. When was the rain delay? I didn't watch
it. Right at the start. I think it was like really early.
Right at
in
the start
game.
Of it? Yeah.
About five pitches in.
Okay. So if he had gone four innings and then there was I'm guessing the rain delay was, what, an hour?
Yeah.
Hour and a half, that. Whatever. He would have been pulled. But he got lucky because five pitches in, he could still go. But all right, here's the final out from yesterday.
The right-hander rocks and kicks. Cease fires. Abram swings and lines into right field. Johnson coming in. He's there, and he makes the catch. And Dylan Cease is mobbed by his catcher, Camposano. And here come the rest of the Padres jumping up and down as they drip back toward the third base side of the mound, out toward shortstop in a hopping celebration. For right-hander Dylan Cease has thrown the second no-hitter in San Diego Padres history.
I heard Grant Paulson talking about it yesterday. He attended the game,
mm-hmm.
and he shifted into rooting for the no-hitter because he was there.
Because you want to be there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're a fan of a team, you can't root against your team. You can't root for your team to get no-hit.
I've done that.
You can't do that. Like it's embarrassing. It's humiliating.
No.
Like
you want to be part of history.
You want to see Abrams get that one down.
That would be like me going to a Caps game and rooting for Sidney Crosby to score like
eight goals
and set a record. Like I would never do that.
Never
in a billion years.
You're taking it too personal with the Caps, but like in baseball, I did the same thing. Wilson Alvarez, I think he threw a perfect game. I think it was
for the White Sox, right?
It wasn't a no-hitter. It was a perfect game.
Yeah. I remember that game.
I was at that game.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I'm trying to remember. I think it was at Memorial Stadium, but
it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think so.
And I was rooting for him. By the end of it, I'm like, I'm going to see a freaking perfect game. Are you kidding? This is amazing.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite
side. So that bothered you?
Well, I just think as a concept, it bothers me for you to root for a no-hitter to happen while your team's just flailing and just getting humiliated.
Big deal, little deal. Your team gets big, it's no hit. Big deal.
It's kind of a big deal when you can't get a hit.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
It's a big deal.
It's embarrassing.
So you're team Cakes? Like if you're a
I'm so team Cakes.
But he's not going to root for somebody from the Red Sox to no-hit his birds.
Yeah. But you're there, though. You got to see it. What if it's not the Red Sox? What if it's not a rival?
You got to see it.
What if it's just like the Hurricane Rangers? Or something?
I don't care. Yeah. I don't want Max Scherzer to shove on my team.
Well, do you think I care?
Yeah, I'm team Valdez. You know what? Rooting for the no-hit bid to get broken up on the final batter.
When it's your team that's throwing gas, like when John Means threw a no-hitter against the Mariners, I'm butt-sized.
Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world.
Well, that's
sense.
That's totally normal, yeah.
But rooting for your team to get no-hit just because you're seeing history, lame, in my opinion.
There you go.
Yeah. You never forget
team
it, though.
Team Cakes.
Thank you.
Also, Team Right.
Team Correct.
So the Nats, like I said, no hit for the second consecutive year. Last year was Michael Lorenzen of the Phillies at the time. He's with the Rangers now. But so 3-0, they were swept by the Pods. And the Padres will now play Baltimore. So they'll just go up 95 and play the Orioles. Orioles snapped their little losing streak yesterday. They beat the Marlins 7-6 in 10 to avoid the sweep there. Santander hit number 28. Just having a bomb year. Kowser, I believe, hit number 14. Connor Norby? Is that a rookie they brought up?
It's his second go around with the team.
Yeah, so he hit a home run yesterday, too. So they get the 7-6 win. Connor Burns started, no decision, pitched 7 1/3, allowed 3 earned runs. The Mariners, who have one of the worst lineups in baseball, I mean, they're just atrocious offensively.
Yeah, drive your Mariners. Why are they so bad?
And they suffered a couple of key injuries over the last week or so. Their best hitter, Julio Rodriguez, is on the injured list with an ankle. Also, one of their better hitters, J.P. Crawford, has a broken finger. He's going to be on the injured list for a while. So anyway, so they are in desperate need if they want to try and make the playoffs. So they made a deal for Tampa Bay's Rays outfielder Randy Arozarena. He's young. He's got a couple more years on his contract. He was Rookie of the Year a few years ago, helped the Rays go to the World Series. He's having a down year this year, but he's starting to hit better over the last, I don't know, 2-3 weeks. He's hitting 211, but over the last couple of weeks, hitting like 270. So they need anything they can get in Seattle, so they made the deal.
The Mariners have the worst lineup in baseball. I mean, I saw recently they had a six-game stretch where their ERA was like 2.8. And they went 1-5 in that stretch.
Yep. They don't have an everyday batter hitting over 263. That's Rodriguez. Yeah. Now he's out of the lineup for a while. So they made the deal. They gave up 2 minor leaguers for him. I didn't see much of Commander's training camp video yesterday. I didn't see any of the news stories. But I did see Austin Eckler, some highlights. Eckler looks good, man.
I know you're calling that one.
He looks like he's 100% healthy.
Looks like he's fresh.
And I know anything could happen. You know, guy yesterday tore his ACL with the Rams. So I mean, anything can happen in training camp, in these practices. But he just looks good.
No, here's what's good about him, and we'll do more obviously on Hit the Skins. But what's great about him is he's kind of under the radar. Jaden is getting all the attention, right? Everybody else, no one's really talking about Eckler.
They should be.
Well, no, like it. Yep. Let's keep him under the radar, and maybe we really do. And imagine if you have the Austin Eckler of 2 years ago.
Oh, I know.
Well, you have an Austin Eckler who scores like double-digit touchdowns.
You have Austin Eckler of 2 years ago, and just because of injury or whatever, he didn't perform. And then you have Jaden, who have a real thing at quarterback.
Yeah.
McLaurin continues to play at a high level. You might have something.
I don't know why you couldn't.
It's not reasonable.
Like he's coming off an ACL tear,
like
a major knee injury.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a high ankle sprain.
Right.
All right. I know that affects you.
He can recover,
it just takes a long time to get over. So now that he's over it.
Yeah, I mean, he's had almost a year.
Yeah.
So, and you got opening ceremonies today in Paris.
There's like 80% chance of rain. Could put a damper on the opening ceremony. Yeah.
Well.
Sorry, I stole your weather, bit from you.
I had no idea. But I know today's weather here is awesome.
All right, coming up at 7, Kevin McCarthy will join us. He will review Deadpool and Wolverine, which is already out. When we come back, are the Commanders a dark horse in the NFL? We'll discuss that next. EB, you don't know who thinks the Commanders will be one of the NFL's top sleepers in 2024. You don't have any idea. who don't know what NFL, like the NFL talking head's been around a long time, thinks the Commanders will be one of the NFL's top sleepers in 2024.
So you're asking me which NFL guy?
Yeah. Who do you think it is?
I don't know.
I'm gonna play it for you. I need you to name this person.
Do that.
Name that voice.
Number two on this list. You don't believe in him. They're asleep. You're sleeping on him. I like the Washington Commanders to really wake up, guys.
I'm down.
Okay. Jaden Daniels, despite what the coach is saying, that we need to see something before he's going to be named the starter. He's going to be your starting quarterback. Terry McLaurin is as good as they come in the National Football League. And I love Austin Eckler with Brian Robinson Jr. And you know how DQ, Dan Quinn, can rile some people up. This team is going to be good this year, folks. And I think they can make the playoffs. How does that sound?
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whoa. Okay.
Number one, I don't know.
Playoff prediction from this person. You know who that is. Come on, guy.
Of course. Rich Eisen.
Yeah, Rich Eisen.
I feel like Eisen said the same thing about this team.
A couple years ago.
Every single year he says, this team's going to be good.
No, but he did a couple years ago. They were like, it was him and Greenberg.
Greenberg definitely a few years ago.
And even the guy with ESPN, Riddick. Those guys,
Lewis Riddick,
those were my guys.
Yeah.
Cowherd loves the Commander sleeper pick too.
Didn't Florio?
I think there are a lot of people sleeper.
Wasn't it Florio's? I felt like it was Florio's.
Year.
Possibly, yeah.
I don't know.
He's usually a hater.
It always seems like the Commanders are some talking head's dark horse.
Right. We've never come through on it. Like, we've never actually come through.
Yeah.
But we have been, the sexy pick. A few times.
Maybe this is the year.
I do think they got their guy.
They did too.
Not to go back to Hard Knocks, but when it really pleases me greatly when I see Dable so excited
so
about what Jaden. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I would move up for him in 2 seconds.
Like, well, he's going to see Jaden Daniels in week two when the Giants come here to Commander's Field.
So I think we got our guy, and I do think that Rich is hitting on what Lurch is talking about, like the Eckler thing. Honestly, the Eckler thing, no one's talking about it. All the offseason stuff.
He was kind of an under-the-radar signing.
Definitely under-the-radar signing.
He didn't get a lot of money.
Yep.
Didn't sign for a lot of cash because he's an older running back. And he's coming off a subpar year where he was injured.
So no one's expected anything from him.
Right. It's a perfect
setup.
His
stock's an all-time low.
It's a perfect setup.
Basically a penny stock now.
I mean,
he's one of the stocks of Boone Jugs was selling us a few years ago on the air.
Right. No,
it all went to zero.
Yeah.
Let's hope the Austin Eckler stock rebounds.
Now, I'm not willing to go so far as to say, like, we're definitely going to the playoffs or anything like that. Because, it's something I might want to do. We might have to do during Hit the Skins is take a peek at the schedule again.
Oh, really?
We can do that.
We might have to take a peek at the
schedule again.
I mean,
there's always, two, three, four teams, a handful of teams that make the playoffs.
That surprise you from the year before.
So
it's just a big leap.
I picked the schedule, but I didn't officially put it in the book. So I have to redo it.
All right.
I feel like I have to revisit it at some point.
So I think maybe it's at we're gonna have Kevin at 7, then we'll do 7:20 to Hit the Skins. We'll maybe revisit the sched.
That could work.
Yeah.
Schedule picking version 2.0.
Yeah. We gotta do it several times.
Multiple times.
You just gotta see what your vibe is.
So I would say do it soon, maybe today, and then like right before the season.
Right.
Like right before week one kicks off.
Right.
Before the game in Tampa.
Dude, it's wild. When you watched the last episode, maybe it was in the third episode. Did you see when they had like Drake May in there?
Yeah.
And Drake's like standing up. I mean, it's really wild to see these guys.
Yeah. We talked about
and
that
how
too.
They're quizzing them.
And they're just reciting plays off the top of their
head. And you've always heard this is what they do. And then they surprise them and they tell them tell him the other play that he told him 10 minutes ago, regurgitate it back to him. But when you actually see it, it's pretty wild. I like it, Cakes. I don't mind Rich Eisen. I don't mind them. You want to have somebody have some faith in what you're doing.
Sure. Of course. Need somebody to support you.
We talked about it with Nikki yesterday. And, she's a pretty reserved person. She's not going to go out there. She's kind of like kind that way. Like, she's not going to get ahead of her skis. But on paper, the the roster, in my opinion, looks better.
Oh, it's definitely
better. Has to be better because Adam Peters is now in charge of picking the players instead of Ron and his cronies.
I mean, don't you think
and
it's
the coaching should be better?
Don't you think it's pretty much better at every position?
Well, there's a lot of positions that stayed the same.
I mean, Cam Curl, maybe because they lost Cam Curl.
They lost Cam Curl. That's a big loss.
That's what I mean. But the players that are here that weren't here last year, don't you think? And I guess I can't count Montez because he was traded, but mm-hmm. I'm guessing that, you know, Armstrong's not as good as Montez. But for the most part, at every position, they're better. That's what I think.
I don't know. I think the tight end situation could be a good room.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a good. You I see the video Tischler put out there of Zach Ertz making the one-handed catch.
Yeah,
he looks light on his feet. He doesn't look like some old veteran that can't get open.
He could still have another productive season or two in the tank.
Everybody likes Sinnott.
Yep.
Bring him along slowly.
I actually like Bates. I think Bates, and not that Bates is special, but what Bates is, he's versatile. He can block and he can catch. Like, you know, he doesn't major in catching, but he can make two or three catches a game. You know what I mean?
I want him to be more of the block. Like,
I like him being versatile.
Blocking expertise. Let Ertz and Sinnott do the bulk of the catching.
Yeah, but you don't want to be so transparent that every time Bates is out there, you're going to be.
I just think that Ertz clearly and Sinnott.
Sure, they're more athletic.
They're just better at that part of playing tight end.
I just think he's okay.
I'm not predicting playoffs, but
I'm not predicting
the coaching staff is 400,000 times better than it was last year. And they're just going to be more prepared each week.
Right.
It's called addition. Their game plan is going to be better each week.
It's called addition by subtraction.
Yeah.
No more Ron. Dan Quinn is running the show.
You know what else I like about...
Instantly makes you better.
What else I like about Jaden that they mentioned on the Hard Knocks? 3-time team captain.
Mm-hmm.
That's
that.
Big.
Do you love the fact that he brings a basketball out to every practice?
I didn't understand it until you explained it to me.
Yeah.
And so it's part of his warm-up routine.
It is.
So, okay, it's his thing. I thought maybe it was just like he was bringing it a bit like Drabby's Whoopi or something.
No,
you know, like
it's not. It's not a security item.
Right.
It's not a good luck charm.
It's something that he utilizes.
When he puts the arc on the ball, it helps him kind of replicate what he's going to do with the football.
Drab. Are you completely separated from your Whoopi? Have you completely made the break?
I was separated this morning when I put it back in my bed and came to work.
Oh, my God. So you still sleep with it?
Sometimes. Blake takes it a lot. Blake's a big fan
of it. Do you travel with it?
Ricks me.
Do you travel with it?
Nah.
Bring it to Loon Lake?
Nah. Won't be making the trip to Loon Lake.
When's he going to Loon Lake?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, probably not.
You're not. Oh, okay. All right. But you were, prior to the kids, you had a bit of an issue. Prior to the kids. I would say you had a dependency issue.
It's been dependent on it for almost 42 years now.
It's never let you down.
My thing.
Have you ever brought it into work? Is it all tattered and everything?
Oh,
it has to
be. You've never, with that,
no,
right?
No.
You would never do that,
you
right?
You would never.
I mean, that would be like.
Sacrilegious.
Yeah.
They'll be like desecrating the flag.
We know this.
Yeah.
We get enough rando cotton t-shirts, and I won't name any names in this studio.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, he would never have to expose the Whoopi.
I didn't know how close to the Whoopi he really was. Yeah. Like, I didn't, you know. I didn't know how much he shared with the Whoopi. He
would never.
I just don't know.
Yeah. Too sacred.
I think we did this with one of our kids. Aren't you supposed to cut it into little squares so that you can wean them off the Whoopi? You ever heard that?
I've heard of that.
Yeah. So you just give them a little square of the Whoopi so they still have a little bit of it with you.
Drab would sooner start rooting for the 49ers than we'd take a scissors to his Whoopi.
1,000%.
Just never would do that. Not on his watch.
Right.
It's certainly not going to happen.
All right, what does Kevin have? Is there any good movies coming out this week?
You ever heard of Deadpool and Wolverine, EB?
I mean, I guess. I know they're doing a lot of PR.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the most highly anticipated movies
already out. I didn't even know.
It came out last night.
I predict he gives it a 4.5.
I think 4.5 is the floor. He might give it a 5.
Might give it a 5.
All right, so Kevin McCarthy will join us next. He will review Deadpool and Wolverine. And don't forget, we'll hit the skins coming up at 7:20. B, you don't know who thinks the Commanders will be one of the NFL's top sleepers in 2024. You don't have any idea. You don't know what NFL, like NFL talking head's been around a long time, thinks the Commanders will be one of the NFL's top sleepers in 2024.
So you're asking me which NFL guy?
Yeah. Who do you think it is? I'm gonna play it for you. I need you to name this person.
Name that voice.
Number two on this list. You don't believe in him. They're asleep. You're sleeping on him. I like the Washington Commanders really wake up, guys.
I'm down.
Okay? Jaden Daniels, despite what the coach is saying, that we need to see something before he's going to be named the starter, he's going to be your starting quarterback. Terry McLaurin is as good as they come in the National Football League. And I love Austin Eckler with Brian Robinson Jr. And you know how DQ, Dan Quinn, can rile some people up. This team is going to be good this year, folks. And I think they can make the playoffs. How does that sound?
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whoa. Okay.
Number one, I don't know.
Playoff prediction from this person. You know who that is. Come on, guy.
Of course. Rich Eisen.
Yeah, Rich Eisen.
I feel like Eisen said the same thing about this team.
A couple years ago.
Every single year he says, this team's going to be good.
No, but he did a couple years ago. They were like, it was him and Greenberg.
Greenberg definitely a few years ago.
And even the guy with ESPN, Riddick. Those guys,
Lewis Riddick,
were my guys.
Yeah.
Cowherd loves the Commander sleeper pick, too.
Didn't Florio?
I do think there are a lot of people sleeper.
Wasn't it Florio's? I felt like it was Florio's. 1 year.
Possibly, yeah.
I don't know.
He's usually a hater.
It always seems like the Commanders are some talking heads' dark horse.
Right. We've never come through on it. Like, we've never actually come through.
Yeah.
But we have been, the sexy pick a few times.
Maybe this is the year.
I do think they got their guy.
I think they did too.
Not to go back to Hard Knocks, but it really pleases me greatly when I see Dable so excited about Jaden.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I would move up for him in 2 seconds.
Like, well, he's going to see Jaden Daniels in week two when the Giants come here to Commander's Field.
So I think we got our guy, and I do think that Rich is hitting on what Lurch is talking about, like the Eckler thing. Honestly, the Eckler thing, no one's talking about it. All the offseason stuff.
He was kind of an under-the-radar signing.
Definitely under-the-radar signing.
He didn't get a lot of money.
Yep.
Didn't sign for a lot of cash because he's an older running back. And he's coming off a subpar year where he was injured.
So no one's expected anything from him.
Right. It's a perfect
setup.
His
stock's an all-time low.
It's a perfect setup.
Basically a penny stock now.
I mean,
he's one of the stocks that Boone Jugs was selling us a few years ago on the air.
Right. No,
it all went to zero.
Yeah.
Let's hope the Austin Eckler stock rebounds.
Now, I'm not willing to go so far as to say, like, we're definitely going to the playoffs or anything like that. Because, it's something I might want to do. We might have to do during Hit the Skins is take a peek at the schedule again.
We can do that.
We might have to take a peek
at
the schedule
again. I mean, there's always two, three, four teams, a handful of teams that make the playoffs.
That surprise you from the year before.
So
it's just a big leap.
I picked the schedule, but I didn't officially put it in the book. So I have to redo it.
All right.
I feel like I have to revisit it at some point.
All right, so I think maybe it's at, we're going to have Kevin at 7, then we'll do 7:20 to Hit the Skins. We'll maybe revisit the sched.
That could work.
Yeah.
Schedule picking version 2.0.
Yeah. We got to do it several times.
Multiple times.
You just got to see what your vibe is.
So I would say do it soon, maybe today, and then like right before the season.
Right.
Like right before week one kicks off.
Right.
Before the game in Tampa.
Dude, it's wild. When you watched the last episode, maybe it was in the third episode. Did you see when they had like Drake May in there?
Yeah.
And Drake's like standing up. I mean, it's really wild to see these guys.
Yeah.
And
we talked about
and
that
how
too.
They're quizzing them.
And they're just reciting plays like off the top of their
head. And you've always heard this is what they do. And then they surprise them and they tell them to tell him the other play that he told him 10 minutes ago, regurgitate it back to him. But when you actually see it, it's pretty wild. But I like it, Cakes. I don't mind Rich Eisen. I don't mind them. You want to have somebody have some faith in what you're doing.
Sure. Of course. Need somebody to support you.
We talked about it with Nikki yesterday. She's a pretty reserved person. She's not going to go out there. She's kind of like kind that way. Like, she's not going to get ahead of her skis. But on paper, the the roster, in my opinion, looks better.
Oh, it's definitely
better. Well, it has to be better because Adam Peters is now in charge of picking the players instead of Ron and his cronies.
I mean, don't you think
and it's the coaching be should be better?
Don't you think it's pretty much better at every position?
Well, there's a lot of positions that stayed the same.
I mean, Cam Curl, maybe because they lost Cam Curl.
They lost Cam Curl. That's a big loss.
That's what I mean. But the players that are here that weren't here last year, don't you think? And I guess I can't count Montez because he was traded, but I'm guessing that, you know, Armstrong's not as good as Montez. But for the most part, at every position, they're better. That's what I think.
I don't know. I think the tight end situation could be a good room.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a good. You I see think the video Tischler put out there of Zach Ertz making the one-handed catch.
Yeah,
he looks light on his feet. He doesn't look like some old veteran that can't get open.
He could still have another productive season or two in the tank.
Everybody likes Sinnott.
Yep.
Bring him along slowly.
I actually like Bates. I think Bates, not that Bates is special, but what Bates is, he's versatile. He can block and he can catch. Like, you know, he doesn't major in catching, but he can make two or three catches a game. You know what I mean?
I want him to be more of the block. Like,
I like
using
him being
his
versatile.
Blocking expertise. Let Ertz and Sinnott do the bulk of the catching.
Yeah, but you don't want to be so transparent that every time Bates is out there, you're going to be.
I just think that Ertz clearly and Sinnott
they're more athletic.
They're just better at that part of playing tight end.
I just think he's okay.
I'm not predicting playoffs, but
I'm not predicting
the coaching staff is 400,000 times better than it was last year. And they're just going to be more prepared each week.
Right.
Their game plan is going to be better each week.
It's called addition by subtraction.
Yeah.
No more Ron. Dan Quinn is running the show.
You know what else I like about
instantly makes you better.
What else I like about Jaden that they mentioned on the Hard Knocks? 3-time team captain.
Mm-hmm. Love
that's
that.
Big.
Do you love the fact that he brings a basketball out to every practice?
I didn't understand it until you explained it to me.
Yeah.
And so it's part of his warm-up routine.
It is.
So, okay, it's his thing. I thought maybe it was just like he was bringing it a bit like Drabby's Whoopi or something.
No,
you know, like
it's not a security item.
Right.
It's not a good luck charm.
It's something that he utilizes.
When he puts the arc on the ball, it helps him kind of replicate what he's going to do with the football.
Drab. Are you completely separated from your Whoopi? Have you completely made the break?
I was separated this morning when I put it back in my bed and came to work.
Oh my God. So you still sleep with it?
Sometimes. Blake takes it a lot. Blake's a big fan
of it. Do you travel with it?
Ricks me.
Do you travel with it?
Nah.
Bring it to Loon Lake?
Nah. Won't be making the trip to Loon Lake.
When's he going to Loon Lake?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, huh? I'm not, probably not.
You're not. Oh, okay. All right. But you were, prior to the kids, you had a bit of an issue. Prior to the kids. I would say you had a dependency issue.
It's been dependent on it for almost 42 years now.
It's never let you down.
My thing.
Have you ever brought it into work? Is it all tattered and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it has to be.
You've never. You would never do that.
I
mean, that would be like.
Sacrilegious.
Yeah.
They'll be like desecrating the flag.
We know this.
Yeah.
We get enough rando cotton t-shirts, and yeah. I won't name any names in this studio.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, he would never have to expose the Whoopi.
I didn't know how close to the Whoopi he really was. Yeah. Like, I didn't know how much he shared with the Whoopi.
The Whoopi would never.
Yeah.
He would never.
I just don't know.
Yeah. Too sacred.
I think we did this with one of our kids. Aren't you supposed to cut it into little squares so that you can wean them off the Whoopi? You ever heard that?
I've heard of that.
Yeah. So you just give them a little square of the Whoopi so they still have a little bit of it with you.
Drab would sooner start rooting for the 49ers than we'd take a scissors to his Whoopi.
1,000%.
Just never would do that. Not on his watch.
Right.
It's certainly not going to happen.
All right, what does Kevin have? Is there any good movies coming out this week?
Have you ever heard of Deadpool and Wolverine, EB?
I mean, I guess. I know they're doing a lot of PR.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the most highly anticipated movies of the year.
I thought it was already out. I didn't even know.
It came out last night.
I predict he gives it a 4.5.
I think 4.5 is the floor. He might give it a 5.
Might give it a 5.
All right, so Kevin McCarthy will join us next. He will review Deadpool and Wolverine. And don't forget, we'll hit the skins coming up at 7:20.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.